Larissa, thanks very much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
We're going to just do a little monthly checkup here at the Chamber, and we'll start things off with, after a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of hard work, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce website, like we've reported before here on KNI Care Less, is up and running, winwithknoxville.com, and of course, it's just a great-looking website, and it's going to be a great resource for the community.
Well, thank you, and we hope so. That was our goal, and the whole purpose and intent of the website was that it would be a good resource. It would identify with our mission statement here at the Chamber of being the information resource here in Knoxville. So, yeah, we're just really excited to have it up. It looks great. Kudos to our 6-foot geek who put that together and built it for us. We're still working on it, though. It's not done. Mm-hmm. It's still under construction, and there's a lot that will be added. So keep checking back.
And for people that don't know necessarily, the Chamber website is not just a resource for Chamber members within the community, but also bringing business into Knoxville, which is a huge part of what's trying to happen right now.
Right. That's basically it. You know, we have a lot going on here in Knoxville, and we want to share what we have going on. And we want people who are thinking about maybe coming to Knoxville with a business of any caliber to stop and check out the website and see what we have. It's kind of a one-stop shop. Maybe a way to network on who to call next. So, yeah.
Knoxville Nationals are just a little over 2 months away, believe it or not. We're at the beginning of summer already.
It is unbelievable. I was just thinking about this weekend. It's June. Yeah. It is June.
Yeah. What we were doing 2 months ago, it was the beginning of March. So, yeah, So that's how far away we are from the Nationals. Yeah. And you guys are once again looking for some people to host some great race fans from across the nation and the world.
In the world, actually. That's absolutely right. Internationally as well. We are the sprint car capital of the world. And that puts us on the map internationally. So that is a big thing. And the one thing I want to say is what Knoxville does really well, and I think what people see, is we are a hospitable community. I mean, we do hospitality well. And so we have a lot of people who come to the Chamber and say, we don't really want to stay in a hotel. We don't want to drive from far away, but we want to stay with people in their homes. And that kind of gets the ball rolling, where we will place these people who, again, like you said, are from all over, you know, the 50 states here and all over the world. And there are many, many countries that are represented during the Nationals, not only Australia and New Zealand. But they do. They want to be a part of Knoxville and part of Knoxville's lives. And from what I understand, the people who have hosted race fans in the past have built a really long-standing relationship with them. So, yeah.
So what does this program entail if you're hosting a family? You just put them up and...
Yes, you put them up in your house. If you have a room to spare or a basement to spare, we have about 15 different groups of people who are looking for a place to stay. And what they want is basically a place to kick back after the races, to lay down and go to sleep, and then take a shower, and then they're off. So they're not really looking for you to feed them or looking for... I mean, you can. I think it's really nice, but they're not looking for those things to be a host all the time, just a place to stay in a place that is comfortable for them.
And people that do host will receive money for their time as well.
Absolutely. And that's something that the host family will negotiate with the race fans who they are hosting. So there, of course, is an application fee for the race fans who come to the Chamber to fill out that application. If you are interested in hosting race fans, and that is anywhere from a group of guys to families who come to the races, call the Chamber office and we'll get you set up and get you matched.
A lot of activities going on this summer. Yes. At the Chamber. And I know you have a couple things you want to talk about.
Yep, we do. We actually, gosh, I just can't believe summer's here. I know I said that already, but no, Ag in the City is coming up June 29th and June 30th. So here just in a couple of weeks, we are going to have just ag stuff all around downtown. And it's just a wonderful community event that's well done and well supported. Would like to invite everyone up to that. It's going to be just jam-packed for Friday evening and Saturday morning.
And that's going to be downtown again this year after it was in the fairgrounds last year.
Yep, it is. It's moved back downtown, and we've had a lot of really positive support for that to showcase our downtown with Ag in the City. So I've been really excited to be a part of that and to kind of see the planning and see how Well Farm Bureau has done. They've done a great job with this. So.
There's been a little bit of shifting responsibility for movies in the park, an exciting thing for the chamber here.
It is. It's great. Dylan Morris has done such a great job with organizing movies in the park for several years, and this year he passed the torch to the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Junior Chamber, and that is wonderful. It's wonderful. Junior Chamber it consists of about 22 kids from the high school, Knoxville High School, and you know they know what other kids want to see, and it's kind of just a way to let them organize events within the community and a way to kind of raise up as leaders here in the community.
And perhaps the idea too is since it's high school kids, you know, they could pick the perfect family movie that kind of can fit all ages.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'm actually pleased to announce that Friday, June 15th will be our next Knoxville movie night at Auld Park, and they're going to be showing Tangled. So more details will come up about some of the things that they're planning and organizing, but I hope to see a lot of little girls in Rapunzel outfits, Disney princess outfits, running around Auld Park, but it'll be a great time.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Nope, I think that's it. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Lisa.